Welcome to Insights into Insurance from the A-Team at Americana Insurance Group. All information provided is educational in nature and not intended to be acted upon without first consulting the appropriately licensed professional.
It's time for our Insights into Insurance program on the first Saturday of September. Mike White is along via the phone line with Tom Sorensen from Americana Insurance. Good morning to you, Mr. Tom.
Hey, Mike, how are you doing?
Enjoying this great fall-like weather. I mean, when temperatures are in the lower 70s and the sun is shining, you can't ask for a better weekend.
My favorite time of the year. Yes, indeed. So, hey, we got, guess what? When you talk about fall, that's when we have, guess what, do you know what we have during the fall?
Well, I know we kind of talked about it a little bit last week, and that is with Americana Insurance. One of the benefits of being a member of Americana Insurance and having your insurance with them is you have a big program that comes up, and that's the Fire Extinguisher Refill Event.
That's exactly right. Yeah, that's what we call it. It's our Americana Insurance 17th Annual Fire Extinguisher Refill Event. We started this back in 2005. It was actually started for our farmers before harvest, so that if they ever had like a combine fire or something like that, they could have their combine extinguishers all recharged, ready to go. And by the way, I've got success stories on that. A few years later, we added all our clients to it because, you know, not only just the farmers, but everybody needs to have these things checked and serviced and looked at, you know, because for their safety. Yes, it is for Americana Insurance clients only. You have to have a policy with us to qualify. And we got Brooks Safety Equipment of Albert Lee is the vendor that we're going to be using, and he gives us a 25% discount in all recharging and leak testing to our individuals that bring in fire extinguishers. And we don't actually have a minimum or we don't have a maximum amount of what they can bring in. But I just want to tell you about the special bonus. Some of our carriers are offering free refill and servicing of your fire extinguishers depending on what carrier you have. However, I could say there's a pretty doggone good chance that if you bring in your fire extinguishers, you're probably going to get it done for free. We got a lot of carriers that are involved with this. So,
and more important, Tom, we've got a drop-off deadline that needs to be done to stop by Americana Insurance. And if you're a client of Americana Insurance, you know where they're located. But the deadline is, what, Friday, September 10th?
Yep, by Friday, September 10th at 5 p.m. Brooks Safety will get those. He'll be picking them up, and you'll have them refilled or serviced by Friday, September 17th. So actually, Minnow will actually have to work a little bit, I guess.
Yeah, finally.
Well, with Minnow and his name being used here, I suppose I should let him defend himself, because with the announcement of this great event, it's a great time to talk fire extinguishers and insurance with our special guest. And our special guest is Al Minnow Brooks, who is the owner of Brooks Safety, and Dennis Glassell, who is the captain of the Albert Lee Fire and Rescue. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Minnow. Well, what do you got to say about that, keeping you busy?
Oh, yeah, well, it's been several years now, you keep me busy, and, you know, Mike always has to get his 2 cents in. I always know what I got coming up in the fall.
Yeah, that's right. So, well, we should probably talk a little bit. Dennis, tell us about how long you've been with the department and other facts about you.
I just went over 20 years with Elderly Fire Rescue in June, and I got about another 5 to go.
Really? Wow, that's awesome. And you're only like 25, so
right.
Yeah. So anyway, and Minnow, how about you? How long have you been in business in Albert Lee?
We've been in business since 1973. And we'll be approaching 50 years here.
And your dad, Chief, I knew him as Chief.
Yeah.
Was he the one that started the business?
He started it in 73. Then I started working with him in about 1983. Then I purchased it from him in 1995.
Okay. Yeah. I knew it went back a ways. So, well, this is a question for either one of you. How often should, so our listeners know, how often should they get their fire extinguishers checked?
Well, I'm going to say on the commercial side, on the fire side, we say every year. And they have to be inspected if you're a commercial property.
Okay.
So that's where Minnow comes in. I'm sure he finds lots of them that haven't been inspected in years. But what do you recommend, Minnow?
I would say, like, for commercial use, like Dennis says, you know, the NFPA has a guideline that Dennis follows very, very closely from the National Fire Prevention Association, and they're required to do that once a year.
Okay.
A homeowner, if you got one at home, so you got it in your barn or your shed, or you just want to use it, I wouldn't go beyond the powdered ingredient that's in the inside. I have to empty that about every 6 years because the manufacturer of the powder has indicated that maybe beyond 6 years it could powder up and get a little hard in there.
Yeah.
So I would say, you know, a good proper maintenance program would be for home use that you'd want to at least not go beyond maybe half that, you know, three or four years.
Yeah.
It'd be very easy at home if you wanted to check when you can take them and tick them upside down a little bit.
Yep.
And if you feel no movement at all, I would make the call to have that with that.
And I don't think a lot of people realize that powder can harden up in those fire extinguishers. And so it could say it's full, right?
It will say it's full. There's a pressure gauge on there, but the only thing that pressure gauge is telling you, there's either 100 or 195 pounds of pressure in that cylinder, but it gives no indication of the powder in the inside of what it's like.
Condition.
Right, which comes into play. This is why we have this fire extinguisher. We call it refill event. It really is more of a servicing event. If the fire extinguisher needs refill, we'll take care of that. You'll do that. But you also service it, and you do what you call a leak test, right?
Yeah, there's a leak test that will hold the nitrogen. I just put liquid inside the nozzle, and it doesn't take very long. I can tell it in 5 to 10, 15 seconds if it's gone. If there's a little leak in there, it'll bubble back up at me.
Okay.
And Tom, we should ask, too, with Minnow and Dennis from Alberta Fire Rescue, I think a lot of customers that have fire extinguishers, you know, the good news is we hope we never have to use one of those, but there are listeners out there that are saying, well, I think I have a fire extinguisher I put in my garage, and I don't think it's been looked at, even picked up in 5-10 years. And that can be dangerous because if there is a fire, they think they're safe by grabbing that fire extinguisher and then putting it to use when in reality it's nothing but a tube sitting there that's not going to work.
Absolutely, and that's, again, why we do this for our clients. Hopefully those fire extinguishers, which are great that they have them in their garage or in their house or in their combine or in their semi-truck or in their commercial business. However, when they need them, we want them to work. And then also the other thing is knowing how to use them, right, Captain?
Absolutely, Tom. I was just going to mention, not only does it have to be serviceable, you have to be comfortable in using it. Otherwise, you can become a bigger hindrance or you can become a victim of the fire. So we like to preach, it's pull, aim, squeeze, and sweep. So the acronym is PASS. You pull the pin, you aim it at the fire, the base of the fire. You squeeze the handle and sweep at a side-to-side motion as you approach. If the fire is too big, do what you can. Get out and make sure you call 911. That's our fire prevention motto right there is,
right,
do what you can, call 911.
And actually, you guys have a simulator, or I should say the Fremont County
Fire Association
has a simulator, which is absolutely wonderful because I've taken it to some of my commercial accounts, and they train their employees with
absolutely.
It in how to operate a fire extinguisher. And it is one of the best training mechanisms that I have ever been around in the
commercial clients love it. Actually, it can be a lot of fun because the employees kind of have a competition between themselves of who can get the fire out or who can't get the fire out.
You see a lot of people, they're a little more comfortable with the simulator versus a real fire extinguisher. A real fire extinguisher, there's noise and there's powder and, you know, there's stuff happening. The simulator, you go through all the motions, you just don't have all the hoopla about it, and it just seems to calm people down a little bit. And then you can maybe move on to a real fire extinguisher to get the full experience.
Right, and
Tom,
it'll tell you.
Yeah,
go ahead, Mike.
I thought maybe let's just take a quick break and we can come back because I think that's a very important topic to talk about with Dennis in how to actually, again, reiterating how to use a fire extinguisher. So let's take a quick break and we come back. We're going to have more with our Insights into Insurance program on this Saturday morning here on KATE.
Someone you can rely, who's always on your side. That's why there's Nationwide. That's why there's Nationwide. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Nationwide helps protect people, families, businesses, and futures. At Americana Insurance Group of Albert Lee and Wells, we can help determine which protection is right for you. Visit www.americanainsurance.com to learn more. Americana Insurance, we're the A-Team.
Welcome back to our Insights into Insurance program on this Saturday morning. Tom, Mike, Dennis, and Minnow talking about the fire extinguisher refill event at Americana Insurance. And Tom, before we took the break, we just kind of quickly talked about the Fremont County Firemen Association simulator.
Yeah, and it's a fire extinguisher simulator, and I'll let Dennis kind of tell how, you know, if somebody would want to get training on this, you know, for group events, how to do that.
So the way it works is we house it here in Albert Lee. Any fire department is welcome to use it as they're part of the association. They just need to contact their local fire department, since we are doing the whole county here, and they can bring it out to your service event, your business, and do a fire extinguisher training. If it's here in Albert Lee, just give us a call at the fire department, 377-4341, and you'll have to leave a message, and we'll get back to you, and we can set up a time where we can come out and train your employees or come out and meet your service groups, such as the Kiwanis.
Yeah, I think you've done some of those before, like service groups, too.
Absolutely. But yep. I know we've done, like, Mrs. Jerry's, and we've done Minnesota Corrugated. We'll use that, or some of the nursing facilities will bring this out, since it is, you can do it any time of the year.
Right. Minnow, we've had, you know, we got a lot of farmers, okay, as clients, and so that is probably the majority of them that bring in the fire extinguishers. But we've had some interesting fire extinguishers come through here to get recharged, refilled, the service. And we've had some old ones, okay? So what is the situation with older fire extinguishers? There's a year that you cannot legally service them, right, if they're a certain age?
Correct. Several years ago, they passed a... the jurisdiction of the underwriters for insurance companies along with the NFPA passed a 1984 where they don't want any extinguisher that was manufactured prior to the 1984 that has they've considered it obsolete. So some of the ones that we've gotten in have valves and springs on them, or we've even had a couple where you were really old that came close to the ones you tipped over and came from the bottom. So anything older than 1984, they are considered obsolete. You know, a lot of that is due to the cylinder itself. They want to make sure that the cylinder would hold up and not blow up for at use time that the use is. So they want to make sure that the pressure itself will hold that.
Yeah, that would be a bad thing because, first of all, you got a fire. And then you try to use the fire extinguishers, and that thing blows up on you. That would really make for a bad day. So.
Right. So they have determined that anything older than 1984 has been tested enough times by myself or whoever may do that, that that's the longevity of that shell is no longer compatible to be using.
And then lastly, Dennis, what do you recommend for home business, any other type of, as far as what type of fire extinguisher should a person purchase?
I'm just going to go with the standard ABC. That's your all-around, general-purpose fire extinguisher, multi-purpose, any whatever size you can afford, because anything is better than nothing. So I would just go to the big box store. You can go to Minnow and get whatever you prefer.
I'm guessing Minnow's probably got a, you probably would like to sell somebody some new fire extinguishers. And I think you've even told me to watch out what you buy at these box stores, because the quality just isn't there, like if they bought it through you.
Make sure it has a gauge on it.
Yeah. You want to get something with the gauge, and even if you was to go to a big box store, just make sure to open the box, and because you can get some sometimes with no pressure in them, and if it's not a rechargeable extinguisher, you basically wasted your money because you have to go back in and get another one because you can't. I can't take that apart.
Okay.
That's something that people don't think about. That I think it's important for not only to buy them without pressure, just the use of it. I'm sure Dennis had been in a situation where somebody may have said to him, well, I had this extinguisher and I used it one time and I hung it back up. Well, you got to remember, once you press the lever on that,
yep,
and you use that pressure, and you might only use 1 pound out of 5 pounds, don't hang it back up.
No,
make sure you call, because it will no longer work.
If they want a new fire extinguisher, who do they call, or what do they call?
They call Brook Safety Equipment at 373-8171.
All right, it's the 17th annual Maritime Insurance Fire Extinguisher Refill Event. And Mike, and just so the listeners, it's a good thing for the listeners to hear, but our clients, they need to bring in their fire extinguishers by Friday, September 10th, by 5 p.m. And I want to say thank you to Dennis and Minnow for being guests.
Absolutely.
Yeah, there's great information here.
Absolutely. And they can always give Americana Insurance a call at 377-2000. If they have a question for our program, we always enjoy emails, insights@AmericanaInsurance.com, or you can always visit the website, AmericanaInsurance.com. Guys, enjoy the rest of your Labor Day weekend. Please be safe. And, Tom, we'll talk again next Saturday.
Yeah, take care, Mike.
That's our Insights into Insurance program on this Saturday morning here on KATE 1450.
You've been listening to Insights into Insurance from the Americana Insurance Group. All information provided is educational in nature and not intended to be acted upon without first consulting the appropriately licensed professional.